This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is coming in from Charisse in Franklinton. Charisse writes, I moved my mother in with me after we found out my dad has a side chick. I made the decision for her and my dad won't speak to me. He wants my mom to come back to their house. And am I supposed to let her go back to his cheating ass?
Is this a woman or a boy?
Charisse?
Is this a daughter or it's a daughter?
Oh, her name is Charisse.
Yeah. No, you've done what you were supposed to do as a daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't really interfere. You just got him come and stay. You know your mama was hurt. Mm-hmm. So you gave your mama some residence. I can't be mad at that.
Right.
I can't be mad at that. Mm-hmm. This ain't the time to stay out your business.
Yeah, her dad is mad at her, though.
Well, you know, daddy mad because he got busted.
Mm-hmm.
And then daddy mad because you gave her somewhere to go, because that way he can't keep explaining himself every day. That's what's wrong with that.
Okay. So should she let her, she's asking, should she let her mom go back to her cheating dad?
No. Well, you should, if your mom wants to go back, yes, you should. Yeah, you can't stop her.
And then you stay out of it.
But little girl, I know ladies, y'all get mad about that. I understand, and it's justified. So let me say that before I say this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if mom wants to go back and work it out, y'all, you got to let that happen.
Okay.
Because there's some backstory behind that, too. You don't know what's been happening at the house. Your mama ain't told you whether she done cut him off. Your mama don't tell you they been fighting a lot. Your mama don't tell you if she had an affair a few years ago and he paying her back. You don't know. You don't know nothing.
Mm. 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 Well, we do know he cheated. Moving on.
You know, Shirley.
We don't see
mama. CLO.
Yes, we do know that.
It's the CLO. It's not what Shirley knows. It's the CLO. Next question, sweetie.
All right, sweetie.
Well, we know Winston, he cheated.
We do know that. That's what we do know. All right, Winston in Auburn, CLO, says, I told my wife that I was going upstairs to call my boss back. Minutes later, I could see my wife's shadow in the hallway. I told my wife that I didn't appreciate her eavesdropping. This is a constant issue. Why be honest if she doesn't trust me?
Mm. Exactly.
Uh-huh. I knew you'd like that one.
Say that again, Shirley.
Why be honest if she doesn't trust me? That's the question.
Exactly.
That isn't justified lying.
Nobody said he lied. She has trust issues. Mm-hmm. He didn't lie. He went in there to call the boss. Mm-hmm. Then he saw her shadow. She in there checking to see if it's the boss. That's a trust issue. Now, it could have happened because she's been hurt in the past and that's carried over. That's called baggage.
Yeah.
That's called baggage. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people, all people, boys and girls, you have to allow your past to remain in your past. Quit bringing your past up with you to the future, because it will diminish and destroy your chance of a great future.
Therapy. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Now, with that said, that's the CLO.
He's giving her a reason not to trust. He's done something in the past. Maybe that.
That ain't what's on the paper.
See, that ain't
he said past relationships. I'm saying maybe it was this relationship.
She did exactly. He has cheated. He said, look, I cheated on her before, and now I can't shake it. He ain't say that.
Mm-mm. And
he saw the shadow of her in the doorway. Busted.
You can assume he's being honest, though. He's been honest in this one, because he says, why be honest?
Well, what was his last line, Shirley? Read that one more time for me, please.
Why be honest if she doesn't trust me?
You know what? So, that right there is a ticket to lie.
That's what you see it as.
And hey, I'm going to tell you this, too. Now, this is what I've run into quite a bit.
What's that?
I've had men, because the woman had baggage from the previous relationship and didn't trust him and followed him and tagged him and listened in and checked his email and constantly accused him when he wasn't doing nothing. Then he said, well, man, I might as well, I'm going to catch all this hell. It might well be for something. And he started seeing somebody.
That's what this guy is asking. Why be honest if she doesn't trust me? That's the prelude to what you're talking
he
about right
honest
here.
About
exactly.
All right. Moving on to Kim in Detroit. Hey, Detroit. Kim writes, my husband's ex-wife and I are old friends. They got married and divorced after having two kids. Then he and I fell in love and got married. We got her blessing, but it bothers me that she still calls herself the, quote, first wife, and she calls him baby daddy. What do you want?
All of those are facts. All of those are facts. Uh-huh. She is the first wife, and he is the baby daddy. See, now, why don't you give yourself a title? See, you got a combat title.
Like what?
You could call yourself the better of the two. You could call yourself Taster's Choice. You know, like the coffee. Ooh,
like the old coffee.
Because he has tasted and has made his choice. You got to come up with nicknames and titles to offset her. So when she go, I'm the first wife. And then you just go, well, I'm Taster's Choice.
But does it matter to you that her husband's ex-wife and she are old friends? And now she's married to her old friend's husband?
Well, they had a divorce, had two kids, and they met, fell in love, and got married with her blessing.
With her blessing.
But she gave him the blessing, but she go, well, you know I was the first. That's the problem.
She keeps digging it in,
It's no
just
problem.
Just dunking on her.
Taster's Choice.
And you know he baby daddy.
Yeah. All right. Last one, Steve. Barbara in Tucson says, I'm married to an older black man, and he's very opinionated, and he's getting more and more racist with all that's going on in politics. I'm German, and we've been married 18 years. Should I tell him that he's making me uncomfortable?
And he ain't? Lady, see, you called the right one for this. Do you know how uncomfortable he is? Key word, you're German. You're married to an older black man. Do you know what he done seen?
Yeah.
I highly recommend you go in there and say that.
Yes, you start like that. All right, Steve, thank you.
Get out of my face with this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.